Stuart, the first place to start is just reaction to 10 years in office and the people of Hartlepool have said no more to the mayoral system.
Yeah, I think, well, I guess from my point of view, I'm disappointed with the result. I think the mayoral system is the right system of governance, not just for Hartlepool, but for anywhere. For me, it's the most accountable and democratic system there is. But, you know, the people of Hartlepool have been asked, they've spoken, and to be fair, public in Hartlepool are very rarely wrong. So, you know, you've got to put some trust in their judgment and see what the future brings.
So you think this is the right decision then for you to go and for the mayoral system to go?
Well, like I say, the people of Hartlepool are very rarely wrong. The only time will tell if it's the right decision. I think what is disappointing is the turnout. It was only 18%, and you know, I think it's quite a sorry state of affairs, and we'll see a low turnout across the country for the police and crime commissioners as well. And when you look what happened a couple of weeks ago in America and they're on 80-90% turnout, people actually going to who care about the country and what happens in there, and then you come down to here where there's only less than one in five people are actually bothered. It's quite a sad state of affairs.
You say less than one in five. It's not really a ringing endorsement either way, is it, for people that want to keep or want to reintroduce, sorry, the committee system?
Not at all. I think, you know, it's probably a reflection on the state of the country at the minute, to be honest, and the apathy that's around for politics, for politicians, for any sort of governance. So, you know, we'll see very low turnouts across the country for the police and crime commissioner elections, and, you know, perhaps having elections referendums in November is not the greatest idea. The next 2-3 years are going to be extremely difficult with all these government cuts, whatever system we have, and it's going to affect every man, woman and child in this town, and for them not to even sort of lift a finger to at least keep their stake in the town, you know, their democratic stake in the town, then, you know, it's quite sad.
Obviously, we have a 6-month transition period now. How is the council going to work in between then? Because effectively, this is kind of a winding down period then?
Not at all. Business will continue as normal. There will be a transition period in the governance arrangements. They'll have to rewrite the constitution. And during that time, as I say, I'm still in post for 6 months. We still have to have, legally have to have an elected mayor for 6 months up until the beginning of May. So I will continue to carry out my daily duties on to the very best of my ability. You know, there's no way I'll be sort of winding down or taking the foot off the gas. So there's a hell of a lot to do. And, you know, I think hopefully this year as well, now we know where we're going, we'll have a smoother budget process, because that is going to be absolutely crucial for next year. Obviously, it'll be committee system who will be responsible for managing and spending that budget. So I would hope that all councillors will play their part in sensibly setting a budget for next year.